Today is December 21st, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $16,850.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Happy winter solstice, Rick.
Yes, nice and chilly.
Yeah, and we're going to get, I don't know if it's going to happen here, but I guess Colorado's going to see some, like, record low temperatures.
Yeah, well, I think we're all going to get kind of hit. It's just northern part of the state in Canada is going to get, they're going to get hit nice with a big winter storm.
Yeah, from what I understand, Denver is expected to have their coldest day that they've had on record in the past 32 years. It's going to be chilly. And like the temperature's supposed to be dropping super fast.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are escaping that. No, I don't think we're going to get that. I mean,
no, we're going to get the low temps, just not the snow.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, yeah, it's fun times. I hope everybody's getting ready for the holiday season. Spend some time with family, whatever you may celebrate or not celebrate.
Yep. Hopefully you're already be by now. Is it you will to later?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. I'm kind of looking forward to the holiday. I'm looking forward to a little bit of downtime. Play some video games.
Nice. Sounds good.
We've got some bunch of bad news today.
We're not talking about winter. Winter is coming.
Yeah. No, winter is coming. Winter. Yeah, today is actually the first day of winter, right?
Yes.
So winter is now here. It is upon us. We're not just talking about the crypto winter. One of the first things that I wanted to bring up, and just to touch on this, apparently out of the, you know, larger economic markets of the world, the larger economies, the Japanese were resistant to the interest rate hike that America's been doing. And as of the 19th, they decided they were going to raise their base interest rate to basically 0.5%, pushing it up from the current 0.25% that they're at now. So,
yes, that's still pretty dang low.
It is pretty low. I mean, considering that, I mean, America's been going at this now for, it's been about a year exactly, maybe a little bit over. When did they start doing the interest rate hikes? Do you remember?
You know, I feel like a riddled elderly person right now because I can't remember. It's just been happening for a while.
Yeah, it's been about a year. Maybe not quite. Maybe? I'd have to look, because I bet you we could almost tell on the chart.
Yeah.
If we look.
When did they announce that that inflation had hit 8%? Because that's kind of when the Fed started stepping in.
I don't know. I did not pull that up. I can't tell on here, because we had the cascade kind of begin. It looks like we were still right around the $40,000 mark in March of 22. So maybe it hasn't been quite... Well, maybe that's when they did it. Maybe it was March of 2022 is when the interest rate hikes started kind of happening there.
That's 9 months.
I would say, I mean, we got at least that much more time of potential rate hikes to continue, right? Before we'd see any type of turnaround. So anyways, yeah, I wanted to bring up that Japan has finally caved to the big Federal Reserve monetary policy and is kind of following suit now, which props to them, man. They went almost this whole time without having to increase it the way that we did. And then Bitcoin miner Core Scientific is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Just so you know, I mean, so they are, I want to say these guys are publicly traded. And they're probably one of the largest. They apparently they make up for about 10% of the hash rate, currently of Bitcoin's hash rate. So
that's crazy. That's just huge.
It is. It's super big. Where was it? And the funny thing is, it's like they don't even know what their liabilities are. Where was it? I don't know if I can see it on here. They were talking about their liabilities and how they weren't quite sure what they owed, which is kind of scary. I don't know how you don't know what it's at. So the Core's market capitalization had fallen to 78 million as of the end of trading on Tuesday, down from 4.3 billion valuation in July of 2021. They took a massive hit. Now they're still saying that they're going to continue mining. So you got to remember, in America, bankruptcy, like if you're not aware, bankruptcy is not always the worst thing in the world, but it's not usually a good sign.
Yeah.
But you can actually, you can actually typically capitalize on bankruptcies if done right.
So is it more of a restructuring type thing?
Yeah. That's currently what they're saying. But I mean, the stock is down 98% this year. So I mean, that's not a good time by any means, and that's scary. I mean, when we talk about hash rate, I mean, given we've seen a larger decline than 10% when China banned Bitcoin mining in China, basically. So we've seen it recover from that before. So I'm kind of curious where this is going to go. Markets, I mean, the Bitcoin price today. We did try and push above 17,000, but it was short-lived, and then we got pushed back down. But, I mean, we've still been riding in that 16. It looks like the range right now is from 16.3 to about 17.1, I'd say, ballpark. I don't know, 16.849, 16.850. Yeah, so, I mean, it's nothing really impacted the news on that front. You know, and it's weird to me because for Bitcoin price, I think this is scarier news than the FTX collapse. And not that it's scary, right? Like I said, I mean, we've seen this kind of thing happen before. It just takes a little while for the hash rate to, you know, the difficulty adjustment to go back down so that way the market's secure again. I mean, not that it would be insecure off 10%, but it would still require a large amount of hash power to be able to go against it.
I'm just kind of curious to see what kind of how the hash rate changes. I mean, if they're still mining and there's just restructuring, I mean, what are they giving up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if we'll see it, if we would see it in the hash rate itself. We may have to check on that maybe at the beginning of the year, just kind of check and see how the hash rate is doing. Because I want to say it was even about a month ago we had hit another all-time high on hash rate.
Yeah.
And that thing just keeps on climbing. Like, I mean, there's still money to be made if you can do it right and if your electricity is cheap.
Yeah, but that's a pretty steep bargain now.
Yeah. No, without a doubt it is. And then Coinbase, which, I mean, and I'll be honest, like, a lot of people don't like Coinbase. I don't mind them. I don't trust exchanges for the most part in general, but I actually do use Coinbase to actually do my Bitcoin purchasing. And they hit a new low. They're down 87% from the start of 2022. I think current price, 87% is what it dropped to $35 compared to $268.15 on December 21st, 2021. So they've had one hell of a roller coaster.
Yep. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. What exchanges fall next?
Well, I mean, Binance, we heard those rumors there for a little bit, right? And we still haven't seen anything else come to fruition on that yet. but that doesn't mean anything.
No.
And if you remember, I think we probably talked about this back in June, Coinbase initiated a hiring freeze and began pulling job offers to new hires. Then yep. in July, Coinbase laid off 1,100 employees, or at least 18% of its staff, as the bear market continued to grow into the industry. The crazy thing is the, a lot of these companies, if you recall, if you were in the crypto space for any given amount of time, before these companies had gone public, because everybody wanted to go public this year, or last year, I'll say, it wasn't this year. But in 2021, all these companies were going public. They were like, yeah, we're going to go public. And they got crazy rounds of evaluations where they got all kinds of money. And then nobody was ready for the crypto winter.
Nope.
And the funny thing is like a mining company, they should know about the crypto winters, like whenever the bear markets are coming.
Well, this crypto winter, I mean, didn't Bitcoin never cross its previous peak? And this is the first time it's ever done that?
Yeah, I mean, that this is the first time that it has ever happened. But this is the first time also that we've had interest rate hikes the way that we have, right? And I guess you couldn't foresee that because I think, I want to say at the beginning of this bull market, probably, you know, in end of 2019, beginning of 2020, I believe the Fed at that point, and maybe it was right after the collapse in March of 2020. I think that's when it was, right? And yep. then the Fed was like, we're going to print, we're going to give everybody stimulus, all this stuff. At that point, I think the Fed had said, had stated, they weren't even going to look at raising interest rates until 2025. And
no.
We saw that played out. Well, dude, they printed up how much money? Do you remember what it was? What the figure is?
No, but I just remember them saying, you know, after 2021, it's like 40% of the dollars created have been created in the last 18 months
mm-hmm.
in history, which is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
It made, that was definitely some lockdown printing going on.
Yeah. Well, and they're still doing it. I think Congress is about to pass a $1.7 trillion tax or a budget plan or something like that.
Wow.
And they don't even want anybody to read it before they approve it?
That's basically how things go nowadays. It's like, we got to pass it to find out what's in it.
I like that kind of idea. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take a loan out of like $6 million. You can give it to me until you find out what I'm going to do with it.
Yep. Well, it's kind of like, that's how Obamacare was passed. That was Nancy's... Pelosi's famous words back then, and it seemed to have caught on with the rest of Congress, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Scary times. Scary times. Bit of good news, because we do at least have a little bit of good news here. Layer 2 Labs raises $3 million at launch to supercharge Bitcoin's ecosystem. So one of the big things about Bitcoin, and one of the big reasons why, you know, they talk about Bitcoin and the fact that it's a protocol is that it's upgradable, right? We've got, I don't know how many different coins are out there now. It's probably well over 5,000 that are just a junk, right? You don't need them. There's a handful of coins that are actually solid. Now, and I'm not going to say, like, you can't make money off those coins, off the rise and fall of those coins. Like, you totally can if you can spend your day trading. You totally can do that. But we really don't need them. They don't serve much of a purpose. And when you're dealing with technology, especially something that's basically a computer program, it can be upgraded.
Yep. Well, the scary part is if you have some crap coin and you don't load it before that market crashes. I mean, if you own Tether, I mean, you'd be up, you know what, creek. So that's the scary part.
Yeah, well, the thing is that like whenever you're looking at the stable coins, one of my former employees messaged me the other night and he was asking me, he's like, would you invest in CBDCs? I'm like, well, number one, no. Number two, you can't really, like, there's no point. Like, even if you could, it's not an investment. Like, CBDCs are not meant to rise in value. And that's the same thing like with Tether. Tether's always just meant to be a dollar, right? And if it loses its peg, yeah, you're hosed. But that means probably what you were trying to do is you were trying to avoid the crypto winter and take your gains that you had made during the bull market and switch it into Tether and keep it there until, you know, the bottom was there and then you could buy back in, right? That was the whole point of having like those stable coins. And so he was asking me about the CBDCs and I'm like, no, I said, they're not there to make you money. They're there basically as a system of control. So I would not recommend them to you, but yeah, it's scary times. Anyways, this Layer 2 Labs, they raised $3 million at launch to supercharge Bitcoin's ecosystem. This is the same firm that led the BIP 300 and the BIP 301. Just so you know what those are, that's the Bitcoin. Is it Bitcoin Interoperable Protocol? I'm saying that wrong. But that's when they do the upgrades, basically, is what they'll do. They'll signal a fork. And this is, you know, are all the miners going to agree that we're going to have these upgrades going into place? One of them was Taproot, which was going to allow smart contracts and those types of things. Anyways, what these guys are doing is they're doing it like a sidechain, kind of like what Lightning does. And so they're adding in full smart contract functionality, just like Ethereum, as a side layer or a second layer to Bitcoin. So it'll do all that transaction stuff on the second layer, and then it'll go back and it'll settle it all on the Bitcoin blockchain. So it's not necessarily upgrading Bitcoin itself. It's upgrading it's allowing more functionality from a sidechain to Bitcoin, just like what Lightning does. And then it's also going to include basically something that's similar to Zcash, where it's privacy enabled for private transactions. So you have anonymity whenever you're trying to transmit Bitcoin transactions that way. They're calling them drive chains. They're not side chains. They're calling them drive chains. Honestly, it's a pretty big deal if they can get this going. We'll see. I mean, Lightning still has some work to do, but I think there's actually currently there's quite a bit of money locked into it. So, I mean, you can actually handle quite a few transactions with it because that was the whole thing, right? Like Lightning was meant to handle your day-to-day, like buying your coffee if you wanted to.
Right.
Whereas Bitcoin you would still use for your larger purchases, the base layer itself. So basically, I mean, this guy, he's a Bitcoin maximalist. He says, we want real Bitcoin users who run nodes and hold keys. He had this, this requires a revolution in user interface and education, which we aim to bring about. Nodes should be easy to run and do useful things that may any layperson can understand and appreciate. And I would still say that's probably one of the biggest hurdles that Bitcoin has in front of it is it's not always the easiest thing to do. It's not terribly hard, like especially if you're going to do self-custody and those types of things, but it's terrifying at times, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We did not get our economist stuff together, right?
No, we'll save that for the new year. We'll start off the new year with a bleak picture. Everyone joining the bandwagon of the sky is falling.
The sky is falling. Speaking of skies falling and some self-custody stuff, have you seen, are you in front of a computer? I'm sure you are in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Take a look at the Ledger Stacks. Have you heard about this?
Nah.
This is the new version of the Ledger that's coming out. It's actually kind of cool. So it was actually the guy who did the design for it was the one who designed the original iPod for Apple.
Okay.
And it's got a touchscreen and it uses like one of those white paper displays like what you see within like a Kindle.
Okay.
So it doesn't use a lot of power, but it's supposed to be super easy to use. And then it looks pretty neat, and you can easily tell, you know, hey, that's my Ledger. Because you can customize it and do all kinds of stuff to it. But they're not cheap, tell you what. But, you know, that's how during the gold rush, the guys that made the most money were the guys that sold the shovels.
That's right.
You sell the accessories. But yeah, it's a pretty cool looking little device, I think. It's got, I don't know if, I don't think you'd need multiples of them. They got them all kind of stacked together. I guess that's why they're called stacks, but they got a neat user interface, that's for sure. But that basically they want it to be almost like your complete smart wallet built within this thing, where you can have all your credit cards, all that stuff on there for wireless transmission. Like if you got Google Pay or Apple Pay or whatever, wherever you're at, it should be the near, what is it? Not NFT. What do they call this technology?
What is it? Near
NRF? Is it NRF? Near radio frequency?
I don't think that's it.
Anyway,
sorry.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now either. But it's supposed to have those types of things where you can use that as basically your wallet. The only thing it wouldn't have really would be your ID, which I'm sure we're going to have digital IDs here pretty soon too. So what the heck, man?
That goes with your CBDC.
God, that's terrifying. You know what though? I think it's kind of interesting. If that guy was asking me about CBDCs, there must be some word getting out there about them. So, I told him, it's a system of control, and he seemed to agree. I just told him, I was like, well, there's no way really you can invest in them. So don't, I mean, you can invest, like, I don't know why you would. You're not going to make anything.
No.
It's, you know, a dollar is going to be a dollar is going to be a dollar. So.
Exactly. I don't know. That's pretty scary though. Some random guy that's kind of just outside of this is hearing about it. Things are getting primed for it to make a real entrance.
Yeah, we'll see in the spring, because I want to say when we originally talked about that, what they were supposed to announce was supposed to be in the spring of 2023. So I want to say like March.
Yeah.
Maybe May. We'll see. Did you got anything else that you wanted to bring up on this one?
No, not right now.
All right. We'll have to continue to kind of keep tabs on this. We'll try to get some stuff together, especially for a year-end podcast. Maybe we can get something. Maybe we can do a couple of podcasts next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see if there's any major announcements that happen.
I don't know if there's going to be major announcements, but I'll definitely have time next week for at least two. Okay. So
that'll be good. Yeah, and I would love for us to do like a New Year's Day one just to – just to see where we're at for 2023. I'm kind of curious how we're going to end this year. Are we're going to end up or down? I mean, because there was a lot of talk there for a little bit about the Santa Claus rally, and that didn't happen. I mean, maybe it could happen in the next couple of days, but I don't think so. Yep.
I'm not hopeful.
No, me neither. I've been wanting to buy a little bit more, but I'm waiting to see what's going to happen first. So. Good times. But I do want to say I want to thank anybody that has been listening to our show. We do appreciate it. It is the holidays. Make sure to spend time with family and friends and hug your loved ones, because those at the end of the day, those are the ones that really matter. So.
Exactly. And then potentially convert your cash to gold or Bitcoin.
Or Bitcoin. One of the two.
Potentially.
Yeah.
We're not financial advice. So.
Not financial advice. Thanks for listening.
Peace.